In the lunchtime edition, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and Tricia Watson deny forming a new party. Concern in the Pine over a barrage of gunfire last night. Holders Hill targeted for a major housing development. The local retail sector reports good response from consumers on Black Friday, Barbados edition. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Former President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, and the ex-DLP Senator Tricia Watson both deny they are forming a new political party and insist that a WhatsApp message and photo being circulated are false. They were both responding to a viral post alleging that Dr. Yearwood is inviting people to join an entity called the Democratic Freedom Party. The post is accompanied by a photo of a gathering that includes a smiling Miss Watson. Miss Watson tells Starcom Network News the post is a fabrication.
The photograph that is attached to the message is actually taken from a birthday celebration for one of the people in the picture. In fact, everyone must notice that Dr. Ronnie Yearwood isn't even in the picture. All of Barbados knows me, and they know that I don't hide behind other people's skirts, nor do I try to ride on other people's reputations or platforms. If there is anything in this country that I think requires action and that I'm minded to take action on, I do what I have to do in the interests of Barbados and the Barbadians, out in the open, out loud, live and direct. I do not act in secret. That's as I have been doing for many years in my advocacy, seeking energy justice for all Barbadians. It's as I did in the Senate, and it is as I will be doing next week when I represent all Barbadians in the High Court to prevent the Barbados Light and Power from overturning the FTC's ruling and imposing the company's unfair and unjustified electricity rates on the people of Barbados. Now that is something that Barbadians need to pay close attention to right now. Don't be distracted.
Attorney at law and consumer rights advocate Tricia Watson. Dr. Yearwood issued a similar denial.
I'm just focused at this moment on my daughter's christening and obviously baby's first Christmas and wrapping up the semester at UWE, and that is where my life is at this particular time. No knowledge of it and just focusing on really family matters, and that is what's consuming my energy and my focus at this time.
Former DLP President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood in the lunchtime edition. Some residents of the Pine, St. Michael, are on edge after being awakened by a barrage of gunfire last night, although there's no indication that anyone was injured and no formal report appears to have been filed with the police. A resident tells Starcom Network News she was roused from her sleep by what seemed to be about half a dozen gunshots. The Pine has been the scene of several shootings, some of them fatal, and Starcom Network News understands there have been other gunfire incidents that were not reported to the police. The resident we spoke to this morning urged the authorities to do more to deal with the gun violence.
I heard the gunshot. I don't know if nobody get hurt or not. It was after 12 and you hear the gun, five gunshots. You say, was it region, you know? But to me, it sounds more like, you know, so you think it is. Something got to be done about it. That's the truth. It didn't work, and something got to be done. Something has to be done. Has to be. I just feel real uncomfortable, and I don't feel fair. Normally, I would got my front door open for the night and time, the letting in the air because the house is getting hot after the sun goes down. Then 6 o'clock, my front door is shut. It got me fearful.
A resident of the Pine, St. Michael, the Barbados business sector has joined the trend of businesses around the world in putting on Black Friday sales, featuring in some cases significant discounts. The managing director of Unicommer Barbados, Tricia Tanis, the chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, tells Starcom Network News her company, Courts, is seeing a big response from customers.
It's been a fantastic response again this year. We started doing this quite some time ago. I think we're probably into our maybe our 9th or 10th year, or maybe even longer. And the response from the public has been pretty much overwhelming. You know, it's encouraging to be able to see persons benefit from deals that they probably would not have been able to benefit from for the year.
She notes the wider business sector has joined the trend.
I'm out and about today, and it looks as if everybody generally is benefiting from the day, which is very good to see. I've been in and out of several stores today. There's a general uplift for sure across the country. So, you know, hopefully it's a good day for both consumers and retailers alike.
The managing director of Unicomer Barbados, Tricia Tanis, the chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association. Holders Hill, St. James, targeted for a major housing development as government presses ahead with a plan to build thousands of homes over the next 2 years. The plan was outlined in the Senate today by Leader of Government Business in the Senate and Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, leading off debate on a resolution to vest that land. And overseas, four of Connecticut's five House representatives have been targeted by bomb threats on the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday. Johanna Hayes, Jim Hines, John Larson, and Joe Courtney, all Democrats, say they were notified by police that a threat had been made against them. In each case, no evidence of an explosive was found. Our top stories. Former DLP President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and the ex-DLP Senator Tricia Watson both deny forming any new party. Say a WhatsApp message suggesting that is pure fabrication. Concern in the Pine over a barrage of gunfire last night, about a dozen shots heard sometime just after midnight. Porter's Hill targeted for a major housing development as government presses ahead with a plan to build thousands of homes over the next 2 years. You'll hear more about that in subsequent newscasts. And the local retail sector reports a good response from consumers as this stage, the business is here, Black Friday sales. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Stetson. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp at me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.